This is the Glass Ceiling, a ceiling on Hard Facts.
You've heard the business update. Let's talk on today's Glass Ceiling, shall we? You know that if it's a Wednesday, if it's 4 o'clock, we start to take a look at the different barriers holding women back. Yeah? We start to take a look at the different barriers in the way of women being the best that they can be. Now, it's called a glass ceiling because these barriers are invisible. If you're not paying attention, you don't even realize that they're there. That's the thing about privilege, right? You don't realize all the ways that your life as whether a man or a white person or, somebody from one of the major ethnic groups, someone with one of the popular sexualities, you don't realize how much you don't realize how much every other person who is not in the majority, how much they have to do, how fast they have to run, how much they have to carry just to be able to do the things that you do without thinking about it, That's why they are invisible. That's why the barrier is called a glass ceiling. And every Wednesday, we take a look at these problems and we talk about practical solutions to ending these problems, right? And today, we're continuing a conversation we started last week. What happens when a woman is the breadwinner? You had a lot to say about it, so let's keep it going. How do things change when the wife is the one making more money or making all the money? And why do those things change? Is it because of the wife? Is it because of the husband? Is it because of both? Is it due to external pressures and external expectations? How do they change? Why does it change? Now, before we go further into the conversation, I want to play some calls from last week for you, right? So let's listen to Eno. She called last week. Hi, Eno.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
Very well.
Okay. So, this is what I think, right? Mm-hmm. Why most men are threatened when their wife earn more than they do? Mm-hmm. First of all, it takes a lot of grace for a woman to still be the loving wife that she was when he first married her, the moment she starts making a lot of money, more than the husband.
Okay.
Because it gets into most women's head.
Okay.
When they start making so much money, and especially if their husbands are not working at home or they lost their jobs,
okay,
they try to get back to their feet.
Okay.
So they start showing themselves.
When you say it gets to their head and they start showing themselves, what do you mean?
They become less submissive. They start acting like, I'm the one that is bringing food to the table. I'm the one that is bringing food to the table. What are you providing? What are you doing? And all of that. So men would always have that complex issue when it comes to their wives earning more.
Okay.
And so they will start kicking against it. You will hear a man tell the wife, for instance, if she has to travel to another city or get another job that will make her earn more, the husband will say, no, resign. Be at home, take care of the kids. I will bring home the money. Because she understands that at the end of the day, this woman feels no Conde submissive again. This woman feels Conde show her true color once she starts to make plenty money per time. And then another thing too is, another complex issue now is not because the wife might not be submissive.
Mm-hmm.
It might also be that, the mentality that men had or that they grew up with, that as a man, you're supposed to be the one providing.
Okay.
I think for once, a man who has a respectful, loving wife who earns more should take a breather for once. I say, thank God, finally. let the wife just take care of him. As long as she's still the loving wife that she was, right? She should just also relax and be taken care of for once. And not feel like he has to be the head of the house, head. You will have headache, Cole. They will have headache. They should be coming down small. And I'm saying in the case where, if the wife is still submissive, is still the loving woman that she was before she started making so much money. But if she starts showing her true color, then it's okay for the man to feel some type of way, Jerry, because it's not easy for a woman to be waking up and be looking you in the face and telling you, hey, guy, you're broke. You don't have money. I'm the one taking care of you. That's how depression comes in. So women, we should try and be relaxing more too.
And I found that call very interesting, you know, very interesting take. Now, there were more calls, and as we go along, I will play those calls for you as well. But on my way home that day, I kept thinking inside of myself, and I was asking myself, well, do we expect a level of humility from women that have money that we don't expect from men that have money? Do we expect a level of humility from women who have money that we don't expect from men who have money? Here's what I mean. When a husband is making all the money, he behaves a certain way towards his wife, and everybody accepts it. But if the wife makes all the money and she behaves in the same way towards her husband, do we accept it? Or do we start saying she's arrogant, she's no more humble, she has changed? I guess what I'm asking is there an extra level of subservience that we expect from women to their husbands that we don't expect from men to their wives? Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that anybody should lord it over anyone. I don't think husbands should lord it over their wives. Wives should not lord it over their husbands. What I'm just asking is, when it happens, do we shout more about wives doing it than we do about husbands doing it? And if so, why? Is there a double standard in society for how women and men breadwinners should behave? Where does it come from? Is it right? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Women, 01465-7190. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Semia from Apapa.
Okay.
Okay, so when you played that voiceover and then the lady started talking, I was pretty annoyed.
Ah, why?
Especially when she put love and being submissive in the same sentence. How does it even go together?
Okay.
So if a woman is not submissive, that means she doesn't love her husband. How does it make sense?
Okay.
Okay, this is personal to me,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Because I grew up in a family where my mom was making the money.
Okay.
She was earning. My daddy doesn't really work like that.
Okay.
And how do I put it? I didn't even know till I was old enough to know that she has been the one paying school fees.
Okay.
Because how they do it is she brings the money, she gives it to my dad gives it to us, and then we go to school. Fine. We don't know that she was the one making the money and all. But still, there was no peace in the house. There is never peace. Everything still go back to the fact that my dad will come and be saying, my mom is the one that used his destiny. That's why she's the one working. That's why she's going higher. And him is there. And we, the children, don't even know that this is how they do the financial stuff in the house. So it is not about love or submissiveness or anything. It is about the men. Their ego will not allow them. It will never allow them to actually accept that, is this woman that is making money? Let's just live peacefully. No, they just have to like make everything about them.
So you agree? So you agree that we expect a level of humility from women with money that we don't expect from men?
Yes, because society has made it in a way that women are not supposed to even make money. Some people don't even allow their wife to work because they want to feel like, yes, I'm the man. And you have the money, you can behave anyhow. But if a woman has the money, she has to be submissive. Now, I'm doing my aunt. I'm doing the quote sign because it doesn't make sense.
Where do you think that comes from? Where does it come from? That, you're a woman with money, you have to be you have to be humble, you have to be submissive. But okay, for men, it's not a problem at all.
It's the culture. It is how they were brought up. That is why now that we, the youth, are actually putting up resistance, even with this old NSAS thing, this old marriage, I don't want to get married, I want equality. That is why some of them will still come and tell us that, no, this is not how it's supposed to be, because that's not how they've been doing it. Do you understand? So it's still it's culture, it's the way it has always been, and it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
This is personal to me. I'm literally shaking right now.
Please stop shaking. Thank you. Calm down. Drink water. Thank you, Mama. Thank you for calling. Do you agree with her that it's culture? What culture? Because when we say culture, culture is such a vague term, you know? What culture? Which culture? Because, I mean, we have cultures where, like, women were huge business women, big-time business women. We're making money. We're kingmakers, even, you know? So, I mean, at what point did we leave that behind and get to this point where we expect women that have money to be humble in a way that we don't expect men? Osas, I don't know if you're still there.
I'll wait for you.
I say go where. Okay. Thank you for waiting.
Sandra, how are you been?
I'm very well.
Well done. You did a nice job, you know.
Thank you.
Sandra, first of all, I want to correct my impression. That is not all men that make money and misbehave. Everybody accepts it. No, everybody does not accept it. That because you make money and you maltreat your wife, everybody else, you can do anything you like. Everybody accepts it. Not everybody accepts it.
No, of course, the same way that everybody doesn't accept when women do it. But my question was, when it happens, do we shout more about women doing it than we do about husbands doing it?
To be sincere, naturally, it has always been that the women should be submissive. That's why it has always been right from time. Apart from this new era of, say, women also need the equal right that men has, which I'm not against in any way. See, the truth of the matter is, it's very simple. If you want to be happy, right, the love and respect you want your wife to give to you, give it to your wife. You'll be the happiest person on it.
Okay.
Sandra,
I'm with you. I'm listening, yeah.
Since I got married, as soon as my wife got pregnant, she used to work. But for the fact it was stressful for her, I had to stop her from working, and I've been paying her, right?
Okay.
It doesn't, because I'm the one I'm making all the money and paying her, I would expect her more, because it's one time when I'm at home to even carry that child sometimes, you wait, one of my hand will be going down. So I know the role she's playing. It's not just that, because it's never easy for us to even be at home. You usually work before and not at home doing nothing. Me feel like I will not even survive it. I don't have to stay at home. But she has to be. So the whole thing boils down to the fact that if you have human feelings, if you don't need to be a man. You don't need, although you have to do it upbringing, to be sincere. My father have always loved and respected my mom, no matter what happened. So I've always seen that. And I've always wished that my mother would be like that. I also met my boss. My boss also respect the wife. I said, good, this is it.
Okay.
So what all that negative one I see, I don't copy them. In short, I frown at it.
Okay.
So as a man, if you want to be happy, let every man that listens to me now take this to their head and put into their life and into their brain.
Okay.
If you want to be happy, the same love and respect that you expect from your wife, give it to her. Be the happiest man.
Osas, thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned in, we played one of the calls that we received last week. And my question from that conversation is, do we expect a level of humility from women with money that we don't expect with men who have money? When a husband is making all the money, he behaves a certain way towards his wife, and people accept it. If the wife makes all the money and she behaves in the same way towards her husband, do we accept it, or do we start saying she's arrogant, she's no more humble? Is there an extra level of subservience that we expect from women to their husbands that we don't expect from men to their wives? Where does that come from? Is there a double standard for how women and men breadwinners should behave? Where does it come from? Do you think it is right? 99.3.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Chinyere.
Welcome.
Okay. So, I've been listening to your program and I'm enjoying them.
Thank you.
Yes. I feel a woman should remain the same way she was when she wasn't working,
mm-hmm.
as that's when she starts working.
Okay.
Nature has made it so from the world go. The woman has always been, you know, the one down, the man should be on top. It should remain that way. Even if you're making all the millions, it should go to your husband. It should come from your husband in the face of every other person. I wasn't working before, though I was doing some other business. And then when I started my business, the main one my husband started for me, we run the business. He goes to the bank for me. He knows everything. We are very open to each other. And when you have things like this, it's so difficult for anything to come in between the two of you. Maybe sometimes people were like, okay, this is how the man should do, or this is how the woman should be. But I think whatever anything comes goes wrong, it has to do with people interfering. If the two of you are doing your things together, I don't think there will be a problem in any way. That's my take.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Chinyere. We've got Ibrahim in Ebeda on the line. Hi, Ibrahim.
I'm with you.
Yes, you're talking to Sandra now. Go ahead.
Okay, Sandra, thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 100 people to call on this program, mm-hmm. everybody will be talking from their personal perspective
mm-hmm.
and from their experience while growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a married man for 7 years.
Okay.
And what I would say is this. If your wife starts making more money than you
mm-hmm.
sometime in your marriage and she starts misbehaving,
mm-hmm.
it is likely that she's paying you back what you have done to her in the past. That is number one.
Okay.
Number two, marriage does not have any almighty formula. Marriage as an institution will work for you based on a lot of, one, is religion. Number two is the custom and tradition of the society where both you and your wife grew up or where you stay currently in your marriage. Then number three has to do with the gender, the male and female gender. We are not wired the same way. There are some things ordinarily that the society accepts from men that are not accepted from women. And there are some things accepted from women that are not accepted from men. So what works for me in your marriage may not work for you in your marriage. But the standard, average, that are actually expected from everyone. So, and that standard is this. Do to your wife what you will want your wife to do back to you. And wife should also do to her own, what she would want the husband to do back, right, to her. So, whatever the money is not the main issue here. What matters is, are both of them actually interested in making their marriage work? So, if a man is making more money,
mm-hmm.
that has not earned him the right to start lording over the lady. And if a woman is making more money, that has not earned her the right to start lording over the husband. If that is happening, it is not about the society has given one more power over the other. In fact, Islamically, it is the responsibility of the man to provide for the wife, the children, money, food, house, clothing, and so on and so forth. And you do it with humility too, because the wife will carry your baby for 9 months. So you do it with humility. The fact that you are doing all that does not mean that you are the lord over her and over the children. No, it is your responsibility. And if it happens that the table turns and your wife is the one doing it now, she will also do it with all the humility. And if your wife is actually starts to be arrogant to you when you don't have money, it means you have done some things back in the past that she's paying you right now.
Ibrahim, thank you so much for calling. Shola is in Victoria Island. Hi, Shola.
This is Tola from VA.
Oh, Tola. Hi, Tola. Welcome.
Yeah. So on this...
Tola? Oh, no. Sorry about that. Call us back, Tola. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. For women, 01465-7190. Women, 01465-7190. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Chinemaram Richard Samuel on... Facebook says, when a wife becomes a breadwinner, it's wrong. Oh, even the Bible says a man that cannot feed his family is worse than an infidel. Well, the Bible also says, slaves, obey your masters. That verse was used to justify slavery as recently as the 1800s. But now, because society has realized that slavery is bad, many versions of the Bible have changed the word in Ephesians from slaves to servants. So, should you really be holding on to that part that calls you an infidel because you cannot provide for your family? I mean, isn't that the sort of pressure that leads a lot of men to an untimely grave because they're busy believing that they're infidels because they cannot provide? Isn't that also the upbringing that we share with women that in turn turns them into the kind of women who lord it over their husbands and who say those words to men that they're married to? Words matter. Words mean things. You know, so if we are going to say, oh, the Bible says that it wasn't an infidel, there are a lot of things that the Bible says that are very inappropriate. And we have done away with those things. Okay. That's just me. Gwengo Oyewole says, women were not made to be equal with man. Well, if you read Genesis chapter 2, God actually made them man and woman. The role of the breadwinner is not natural to women. That's also not true. Men are built to give without looking back. Women take and multiply. Personal experience. Know what works for your marriage. Gwengo Yole, thank you very much for your message on Facebook. Okay. So women take and multiply. So are you saying that if a woman is showing you pepe, are you agreeing with Ibrahim that if a woman is showing you pepper when she's earning money, it's because you showed her pepper? I don't know. I'm just asking questions today, right? Today it's just questions. I'm not sharing my thoughts on the subject. Sandra, I want to answer your question by quoting Ephesians 5:3 that encourages both to love themselves, but to woman should love his husband with deep respect. So whether money is on the side of the woman, she's expected to have deep respect for the husband. The Bible also actually tells both of them to respect each other. Submit yourselves unto one another. In that same verse, but people like, you know, missing that particular verse. You know, you just ignore it as if it doesn't exist. I love our Christianity. We're such cherry pickers. You know, we cherry pick. The one that suits us, we pick it. The one we don't like, let's leave it. The one that helps us subjugate a particular people, let's pick it. The one that, you know, doesn't... let's take a break, Joe. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts. Today, 4:30, and I'm asking, what happens when a woman is the breadwinner? What happens when a woman is the breadwinner? We started this conversation last week. You had a lot to say about it, so we're keeping it going. How do things change when the wife is the one making more money or making all the money? Why do these things change? Is it because of the wife? Is it because of the husband? Is it because of both of them? Is it due to external pressures and expectations? I played a call for you before the break. And on that call, Eno was saying that, women show their true colour, quote unquote, when they get money, you know. And she said a lot of other things. It's a long call. Otherwise, I'd have replayed that call for you again. But that call made me start thinking about our expectations of women that have money. And so I had a huge question on my mind all of last week. And so today I'm asking as well, do we expect a level of humility from women with money that we don't expect from men with money? Is there an extra level of subservience that we expect from women to their husbands that we don't expect from men to their wives? I'm not saying anybody should lord over their income, you know, with their wives or with their husbands. Husbands, don't do it to your wives. Wives, don't do it to your husbands. But when it happens, do we shout more about wives doing it than we do about husbands doing it? And if so, why? There was one time we were talking about the different kinds of abuse, and I talked about financial abuse, and a lot of listeners were calling me and saying, "Hey, Sandra, which one is financial abuse again? Hey, which one is financial abuse again?" There's a reason that that category of abuse exists. And if we shouted more when husbands do anyhow with their wives with money, more people will know about such a thing called financial abuse. But again, like I said, I'm not saying anybody should lord over their husbands or their wives. My question is, do we shout more when wives do it than we do when husbands do it? And if so, why? Is there a double standard in society for how women and men breadwinners should behave? Where does it come from? Do you think it's right? 99.3. Thank you for calling.
This is Mr. Frank.
Hi, Mr. Frank.
The Vice President of Fast.
Good to have you here.
Good evening, ma.
Good evening.
And Sandra, this matter is not... It's something we will cool down and check what to do about it. There is no big deal on all these issues. Are you getting me?
Okay.
The man has his own life to live. Why the woman has her own life to live?
Okay.
Sometimes money, you wouldn't know somebody's character until when that person touches money, men or women.
Okay.
Are you getting me?
Okay.
But the difference there is that sometimes you will see a man that will carry out his family all along. Nobody will know what is happening. But if a woman happens to be the breadwinner in the family, if they cook rice, everybody in the street will know that they cook rice and that she's the one that brings the money. If they cook rice and beans, everybody will know. If they buy a car or whatever that is happening, the woman must let people know that I am the one doing it. But it happens to a man. Man doesn't have that time.
That's actually not true that men don't talk about what they do with money.
As a standard, what a man can do is to drop money in the house, so that the woman will use it to do the necessary thing.
Just say that you have not heard that men do it, but I can tell you that men do it.
I always like being in the positive way of life.
Okay.
I don't like it when it comes to argument or when it comes to dragging or when it comes to who is the senior. But what I'm trying to let you know is that is the key reasons why it looks as if women have money, or some men will say that their wife will not have money more than them.
Okay, Frank. Thank you very much for calling. Always a pleasure to hear from you. We've got an anonymous caller on the line. Hello, anonymous.
Hello, good evening. I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome.
For women that are saying if the woman is the one taking care of the house, everybody will know, or the woman should not be proud or this and that. My sister, you can only hear the truth from a woman that is suffering that kind of thing.
Okay.
That is when, like one person called earlier and said, you can only know with personal experience. It's not an experience that I will pray for my enemy to have, for the woman to be the one doing everything. And the man is saying, she's using my glory. No matter how you try to satisfy them, even their family will be saying you are using their glory. my sister, as I'm talking to you, I'm out of my marriage because of what I'm talking about now.
Okay.
There's nothing you do. If you like, cut your head and give to them. You can't satisfy them. They will say because you are making money and the husband is there saying you are using his glory. So how do you want to cope? When the closest person to you is even saying that, what do you expect his family and outsiders to be saying? And that thing is killing. You see some, a lot of women, you just see them on the road. Even when a car is on it, they can't hear you. They are thinking of what they are passing through. But I don't know how where the people got the insinuation that because the woman has money, that's why she is not being respectful. My sister, it's only the person, a woman, that has went through the experience that can actually tell you that it's living in hell or not. Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous, for calling. And I'm so sorry that you have that experience to share. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Amy.
Yes, I can. What's your name?
I want to still remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome.
What I want to say is that is, I think Osas said my mind.
Okay.
You know, yes, Osas, the other man that called. Let me tell you the truth. Just like as this last caller just said, is the person that wear the shoe that knows where the shoe is paining him or her.
Right.
When I was making money, I respect my husband more. Why? Because I would not want him to be under depression.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
But then, the kind of words that is coming out of his mouth is frustrating. Then I will be dying.
Okay.
I will be dying in silence. With all my effort, insult morning, insult afternoon, insult night. My marriage is for 22 years and I've been in pain.
I'm sorry.
Along the line, when I try to say, to the extent that then, when I collect my salary, my husband will lock me in the house and make sure I submit the whole money. Then I was respecting him more than even now. Okay, now things turned somehow due to the help of friends and whatever. Is now I'm knowing the true color of somebody I have married for over 22 years.
Okay.
May God help our marriages. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Women, call me on 01465-7190. You can be anonymous if you want to be. Uche is in Ejibo. Hi, Uche.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Welcome.
This story is a long story.
Okay.
The issue is that you pray that God gives you the wisdom to manage your home, okay?
Okay.
That is the beauty of everything. You just keep praying. In my own case, like what caller said, it's when you are open to each other, you will not have all this kind of risk. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Another thing, unless you allow somebody to step into your affairs, then there will be a little ugly experience.
Okay.
Because that wasn't the foundation you people started.
Okay.
Like in my own case, I'm married for a long time now.
Okay.
While my wife was working, I was doing my business too.
Okay.
There's a place you normally keep money for expenses. If she earns her salary, she'll just go and dump the money there.
Okay.
Yeah, get money and put it there. She'll be taken, I'll be taken, the children will be taken. When it finishes, everybody knows that money has finished. We'll start. Okay, do you go to the bank and bring money again? We say yes. You understand?
Okay.
Until one unfortunate day like that, I was to go and do something for somebody. I dropped some money. Mistakenly, I left it where I would normally go and take money. Before I knew it, I had, you know, I did night the previous night and came in around 5 a.m. I slept up. By 9 o'clock, they used almost 12,000 out of that money. Somebody's money, you understand?
Okay.
So when I had woken up, I said, hey, please, you push, you stop taking money from me unless you tell me.
Okay.
You understand? But you women are very funny. So that resulted to my wife. Anytime she brings money, she will go and hide it. I say, I think you say we should not be taking money from her. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
But it wasn't like that.
Okay.
But be it as it may, we thank God for everything. We are all, you know, always sharing things, you know, making sure that everybody knows what is happening in the house. We plan together. The key word there is openness.
Okay.
Openness.
Okay.
I know some people, I have my cousin who had that ugly experience. Wife was a bank manager. He's still a lawyer and all that. But that that managerial post and the money she was making from there got into her head and all that. She started behaving very funny.
Okay.
You understand? Okay. And you wouldn't like the end of that decision. They are separated now.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Because of that wild attitude of hers. You know that kind of a stuff.
Okay.
So it's not the best, but the key word there is openness. All right,
Uche, thank you very much. I'm still asking the question that I've been asking since we started. Do we expect a level of humility from women who are successful, who have money, who are accomplished, that we don't expect from men with the same level of accomplishment, same level of success, same money? Awa is in Akute. She's a first-time caller. Awa, why did you go? Call me back if you can, all right? Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good evening. What's your name?
This is Ajay, calling from Surulere.
Welcome, Ajay.
The only reason why a woman will announce to the whole world that she's the one doing the whole job when the man is not appreciative of what she's doing. A man that doesn't drop a dime, the woman will make rice and stew, and the man will be insisting, why is there no dodo? Why is there no bill? Upon the fact that he did not drop a kobo. When the wala is too much for the woman, she will shout for everybody to hear now. So that they will come and tell the man, you to give them add money for her now. That's the only reason, my sister. That's what I think. That's what I know. And I know I'm an uncle in law who did not used to give his wife a cup, but he used to go to market on his own. He will go and buy things when the woman will cook. Any day he doesn't remember to buy maybe salt, the woman will cook the soup, will not put salt, keep it there for him. When he comes, he will come and buy his own salt and put. Is that the right thing to do? Just because you don't want the woman to eat from your money. And how much was it given for an old man to be going to market to buy to be going to market to buy things? That's bad, you know. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Ajayi, for calling. Chinamaram Richard says, Sandra, I'm a woman who, and when we women become the breadwinners, no single respect, irrespective of being humble to the husband. In fact, the whole nation will hear it that she's the one taking care of the family. Okay. Now, I've been around some men, and I hear how they talk about being the ones making all the money and taking care of the family. So again, why is it okay when men talk like that, but it's not okay for women to talk like that? I've different men, they will be like, Nazohani, that's Igbo for, I feed her family, I feed her brothers. They can't say nonsense to me. I'm the one feeding the family. Now, I'm not saying that that's good behavior. I'm saying that we have a lot of men who tell anybody and everybody how useless their wives are, how their wives are not bringing a dime, how they're the ones footing the bill, how they're the ones blah, 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 all of that stuff. And people don't frown at it. People even follow them and say, wow, how should we do like that, you know? Nobody says to the man, well, you shouldn't be talking like this. You shouldn't be announcing to the world that you're the one shouldering the responsibility. You should hide it. But we don't offer women that grace as well. And I want to know why. That's my question today. I don't know why. Okay, fine. I know why. But I want to hear your reason for why. What's your reason for why? Let's go to WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, if relationships are viewed as partnership from the onset, responsibilities shared, burdens bared together, then this topic will not be an issue. But women sponsor the idea that men must provide as much as men do. Yes, Anonymous from VI. Thank you for your message. You know, that's why a few weeks ago on this show, we talked about women who say the husband's money is our money, but my money is my money. Did you listen the day we had that conversation? Oh, you should find that podcast and listen. Search for that particular interview on our podcast and listen to it. It was very good. It was very good. We talked about how that attitude is the reason a lot of men die young. A lot of men die early. Because they're killing themselves, dying, stressing, straining to provide for the family. Whereas you have the woman also making money, but pocketing everything and taking from the one her husband is making. And it's from the same couple, do you know? It's the same cup. This thing where we say, oh, you know, she can't make more money than me because she will become wild. It's from the same cup as my money is my money. His money is our money. Same tree. They all have the same roots. But that's a conversation for a different day. Today, I'm just asking you why. Do you know why? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever given time to this subject? A message from Helen. She says, honestly, I think this is a Nigerian thing. In this part of the world, some Nigerian women who make more money than their husbands lord it over them and make it obvious. Though some men, too, can be very annoying due to their incapacity to provide and being blinded by their ego. However, I think wisdom, respect, and openness should take the lead. Okay. Well, you say, honestly, I don't know if this is a Nigerian thing. Okay. All right. Helen, thank you very much for your message. If a woman is the breadwinner of the family and she's not complaining, if her families know about it, be rest assured that there will be a problem. Prince from Aja says, all right, Prince, I'm not sure I understood that message, but thank you very much. Let's see, a message here from Sadiq. Sadiq is in Berger. Sadiq says, this ideology stems from the culture of the society where men are seen as the head of the house. And this is reinforced by the two dominant religions, Islam and Christianity. So it's an indoctrination that has been throughout the upbringing of the man and is going to be hard to change. Well, thank you very much, Sadiq, for that message. You see why I was having an argument the other day. I think it was last week. I was having an argument with a lady who called in and she was saying it's the nature. No, we use that word nature wrongly. It's not nature. It's nurture. It's how you were raised. When we are born as men and women, boys and girls, we come to the world as a blank slate, not indeed bored. As the parents of the babies, we begin to write on the board. You're a woman, therefore you must like pink. You're a woman, therefore you must have piercing in your ear. You're a woman, therefore you must know how to sweep. You're a woman, therefore you must know how to cook. You're a man, therefore you must provide for the family. You're a man, therefore you must hustle. You're a man, therefore you must do all the hard labor around the house, wash the car. You must like blue. You must play football. You must know politics. We, as the parents, are the ones who write on the boards when our children are born. So if you want your children to grow up into the kind of children who, into the kind of adults who do not care if their wives are the breadwinner, will not lord it over their husbands if they are the breadwinner, will not parrot nonsense like you're an infidel if the husband cannot get a job, it starts from what you write on their boards. And if all of us, if I'm writing on my board and you are writing on your board and she's writing on her board, all of us are writing on our boards the kind of progressive society we want for the future, my child will not come out and meet your child. And my child that likes pink, my boy that likes pink or likes Barbie, suddenly meets your boy that has been taught, ew, pink is for girls, Barbie is for girls. You know, your son will now say to my son, ah, no, ew, Barbie is for girls. And then my son will come home and say, mommy, I can't wear pink anymore, even though his favorite color is pink. Oh, I can't play with Barbie anymore, even though his favorite toy is Barbie. You see? So it's, if we all start to raise better children, we will have a better society. But the only way we can raise better children is if we have these difficult conversations about what happens when a woman is the breadwinner. Let me come to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. We'll continue this conversation for a while, though. No worry. It's a series. It's a series that will be here for a while. You know, we can rest it. We can come back. Rest it. Come back. But it's a huge issue. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, by the way. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. You're listening to Hard Facts. And this segment, The Glass Ceiling, it happens once a week, every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. There's a message here from Oyemaki Nwakende who says, women should not generalize it for men. There are certain men that are evil while others are not, and vice versa. It's a character and security problem. All right. Thank you very much for your message. Now, there's a call here, but I don't know what's going on with it, so I cannot take that call. I'll have to take the next one. 99.3. Sorry about that. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yes, my name is Joyce. I'm so glad to be here. I've been trying.
Welcome.
Yes, this topic is a very interesting one, and let me take it from a very matured ground.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, a guy said that. You said this financial thing and marriage.
Mm.
I think it has to do with individuals. Okay. When I mean individuals, love has to come in when we are married.
Right.
Number one,
right.
You are me, I am you.
Right.
My own belief, whatever you have, it's mine. Whatever I have is yours. Do you understand?
Right.
And like that man said, it's only one person that really, you know, gave it to me.
Right.
You bring money, I bring money. Then if I have to stay at home, you go work for the money. Then if you don't have a job, I work, I bring the money. There shouldn't be any attitude if there is love.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be any attitude of any kind mm-hmm. if there is love.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Where problem comes in again, probably when the family will want to come. But if you don't give that room, the family cannot come and decide, you know, for the marriage.
Mm.
The family cannot come and decide.
Mm.
When they come, you make them understand. She's working. I mean, in Western world, it's joint effort. But we are talking about Nigeria here.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be any attitude at all. That's my take, my dear.
All right, Joyce. Thank you very much for calling. There shouldn't be any attitude, she says. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. Opeemi says that religion is not helping. You should have seen when they said I'm not doing enough, they quoted Bible verses wrongly and made me feel like a piece of trash. Even when you are open, they will read meanings into it. Right now, I am out of work. And guess what? My working wife still heaps the major bill on me. Opeemi. Your situation, I'm very sorry you're going through that. Let's talk to one final person and then wrap up the show. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello? Oh, no. Sorry about that. 99.3. Ooh, who's going to be my lucky last caller? Hello?
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Oh, my name is James.
James, I've got 1 minute.
Oh, I think this topic is rather, everybody have different experiences,
mm-hmm.
But peculiar to their own family.
Mm-hmm.
My own position, I still believe that the man has the biggest, I don't mean that the man should have maybe the man should be the one providing everything, but this situation has made some men lazy.
Mm.
That since the woman also have to go and... You have seen it play out somewhere. Mm. Whereby the woman is dying,
mm-hmm.
going to provide because the man feel that. And the woman also should go and work. The man becomes so lazy. I think that's the interpretation of that word the Bible means. A man that cannot provide for his house is worse than an infidel. Not a man that lost his job.
Okay. Yep. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. I don't want you to be talking and then you be cut off by the ads. But let's take this break. When we come back, let's talk about apprentices. Huh? What are the rules of apprenticeship? I got an interesting call some time ago. I want you to hear that call. 5 o'clock, let's have that conversation.